Grace to you, mercy and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The reading from John's Gospel this morning follows the miraculous feeding of thousands, who following that event had followed Jesus to come upon him asking, "When did you get here?" And Jesus responds to them, "You didn't come here because you experienced the miraculous, but because you filled your bellies. You must believe the work of God in your midst." The issue is not the bread, but the one who feeds. The bread from heaven that gives life to the world. On Thanksgiving morning, the obvious question is simple. What are you thankful for? What are those words, those things that give you life? Of course. But more importantly, who gives the promise of life that is eternal? The celebration that we point to as a people goes back to Massachusetts in 1621. It was a celebration feast bringing together the Wampanoag Nation to what we call Massachusetts and the recently settled English immigrants. The English settlers, more than anything else, celebrated being alive. They weren't supposed to be in New England. They were supposed to have landed in Virginia. But finally, storms and winds pushed them far to the north. And due to that difficult weather and seas and questionable navigation, they landed. The native people, who invited themselves to the feast, were the survivors of a deadly outbreak that had decimated the native population. Perils even more deadly than the seas experienced by the English newcomers. Decades before their arrivals had brought European fishermen to temporary camps along the New England coast set up to support their fishing of the waters of the North Atlantic off of that coast. They came because their fisheries nearer to Europe had been fished out. They had found a new source of seafood. They fished and they carried their diseases, including smallpox, that the native population had no immunity to. Their population had been decimated, leaving the fields ready for farming that the English saw as a gift from God. Both groups came to that first Thanksgiving glad to have survived a difficult past and praying for a better future. It was difficult to cross roads for both peoples with their very hopes and their likely fears. It was more than two centuries later In 1863, in the middle of a civil war, at a time when the results of that war, in spite of what the president says in that proclamation, were still in doubt. And so Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation for a national day of celebration to be celebrated annually, praying for the future of a divided nation that would come together with God's blessing. The history of Thanksgivings have tended to rise up in the shadows of difficult times, thankful for a vision that once seen through trouble and praying for a vision again, a better future, a future that had once been expected. For the Plymouth Pilgrims, a vision of survival against the perils of the North Atlantic, the winters of New England, the crop failures, and the strange climate. And for their native competitors whose lives had been torn apart by strange sickness and death and invaded by a people with powerful weapons, does any of that speak to your heart this morning? In some ways, we too come to the celebration of Thanksgiving in difficult and troubling times. We believe that we only get what we deserve or only get what we are owed or just naturally comes our way. We start just expecting or looking to ourselves for blessing. We stop looking where the blessing really says, because we have forgotten that it is good to say thank you. Our possibility of fulfillment ends when we forget to turn in thanksgiving toward the source of blessing. So again, this Thanksgiving, please hear me. We are a blessed people. Can you see yourselves called to be a blessing to the world around you, to touch with the world, with life, with peace, with hope, with faith, with joy? In your thanksgiving, can you hear the call of God to be blessed and to, more importantly, to become that blessing on behalf of others? I pray for you this morning that you may not only know that you have been blessed, but that through that blessing you are beckoned to bless those around you with the light, with the love, with the generosity of the one who finally gives us all, the merciful God of thanksgiving. Amen.